Blog Talk Radio.
Something is happening in our world. The masses of people are rising up, and wherever they are assembled today, whether they are in Johannesburg, South Africa, Nairobi, Kenya, Accra, Ghana, New York City, Atlanta, Georgia, Jackson, Mississippi, our Memphis, Tennessee, the cry is always the same: we want to be free.
My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified fit, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified fit, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. Hear my name, J-Dom, when I'm ripping up the mic. Sitting standards y'all can handle, now it's time to pay the price. Trump tight, got this rap game locked in the vice. You don't wanna go against me, better take my advice. It's a must, I go hard and shatter your squad. I'm clicked up with the guard, we gon' tear out your heart. We dominating, no need for waiting. We gotta take it, running over all you cowards. Make you see the face of Satan. Steady chasing after dollars, tell my haters sayonara. In my lane, I got a bomb, you see you later, no tomorrow. I be ballin', no stalling on the block, shot calling. I'm a beast in the streets, what these beasts keep hollering. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified fit, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J-Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal heartthrob. I'm a certified fit, to the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your set, better show me some respect. So official, plus I'm made, living laid in the shade, with my feet kicked up. Better check my resume. Step my game out the trenches to the top. Getting riches made men. Real people, ENT. Coming vicious off the wall. Always raw. Yeah, my clique, we standing tall. Elevating, steady, regulating. While you suckers fall. Middle fingers to the law. I don't show them no respect. I'm a certified vet. Stepping water, you'll get.
Nashville, Tennessee, 615, Southside Thoroughbred Rider. I'm dominating the game. Yeah, I'm doing my thing. Coming live from the dirty, dirty, you heard me? Ha. Wordplay out this world. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal hard thought. I'm a certified bitch. To the laws, I pose a threat. Rampaging through your thick, better show me some respect. My style is off the wall, coming raw, J Dom. Lyrically, I'm dropping bombs, universal hard thought. I'm a certified bitch. To the laws, I pose a threat.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. Want to apologize for the beginning, guys. I just got an email from the station letting me know that they have gotten the technical and the audio problems fixed. So the audio problems are fixed. And for those of you who did not hear me when the beginning of the show started, wanted to let you know that on today's show, we're going to listen to an exclusive interview that I had with Dr. Patrick Vickers. He is a chiropractor out of the state of Wisconsin that also works at the Gerson Therapy Clinic in Mexico, Tijuana, Mexico. And for those of you who do not know what the Gerson Therapy is or are not familiar with the clinic, you know, it's really one of those situations where you can do the research. You can read for yourself, which I advise you to do, is read for yourself and find out what it is that you want to know about this. But as I stated at the beginning of the show, do not take this lightly. These are things, the things you're about to be privy to, the things you're about to hear come out of this man's mouth are both shocking, uplifting, and just plain fearful in some ways. These are some of the things that you think about and want to know the answers to, but you really don't want to know the answers, if you know what I mean. We're going to listen to the exclusive interview. We're going to talk about it a little bit. Then I'm going to play the first part of a three-part lecture that Dr. Vickers actually was a part of in Gastonia, North Carolina, just the day before yesterday when I sat down and spoke with him, and he gave me an exclusive interview as soon as he got in. You guys, what you are about to hear are things that I can't explain it. I can't explain it. I want you to be the ones who actually come up with your own consensus of what you feel about this. Because I'm going to tell you, it makes me feel some sort of way. It's made other people that has listened to this man speak feel some sort of way. We're going to take a quick one. When we come back, I'm going to give you the exclusive interview with Dr. Patrick Vickers. Go get everybody you know to listen to this interview and to listen with an open ear and a conscious mind, because that's what it's going to take for you to be able to soak in what you are about to be exposed to. Unbelievable stuff. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. You definitely live in the day.
This song I want to talk to the hustlers out there, you know, you cats doing your thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
there's a better way, you know what I'm saying? I just want to talk to you. Just listen to me right now.
Break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Been down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life, and I was just trying to find. You don't know what to do until you put on the pressure. Across 110th Street, a hell of a tester. Across 110th Street, pimps trying to catch a woman. Man, you're copping now. Take my advice. It's either live or die. But you gotta be strong if you wanna survive. The family on the other side of town, we can't help without a ghetto around. In every city you find the same thing going down. Harlem is the capital of every ghetto town. Listen.
What's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. Peace.
Double C Mixer.
CC.
Now it's time to set the game up and get the rage up.
Double C Mixer.
I love you.
They ask me how I do it. I just get down. I dig the beat, man. I love the sound.
Number to call is 347-945-7405. Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys for all the things that you've been sending me so far. But I don't want you to say anything until after you hear this exclusive interview. And I'm not going to delay any longer. The other day I had the privilege of sitting down and getting a one-on-one exclusive interview with Dr. Patrick Vickers from Wisconsin. But he also works at the Gerson Therapy Clinic in Tijuana, Mexico. That's all I'm going to tell you, and I just want the interview to do the rest. So here's an exclusive interview with Dr. Patrick Vickers.
This is a Live in the Day exclusive, and I am here with world-renowned Dr. Patrick Vickers, and I just want to say thank you for allowing me the time, first and foremost, for being able to speak with you on this matter. But if you can't tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, who you are, and I definitely want to get into the Gerson therapy.
Okay. Well, my name is Dr. Patrick Vickers. I'm a chiropractor from Wisconsin, and I travel around the country actually lecturing on something else called the Gerson therapy. The Gerson therapy was a therapy created by a man named Dr. Max Gerson. Dr. Max Gerson to this day is probably the most censored doctor in the history of medicine. Nobel Peace Prize winner Dr. Albert Schweitzer, who to this day is considered one of the greatest humanitarians that's ever lived. He's usually mentioned in the same breath as Mother Teresa or Gandhi.
Wow.
He called Dr. Max Gerson one of the greatest geniuses in medical history. Unfortunately, Gerson was severely persecuted and censored between 1910 and 1959 when he died. And the reason why is he was reversing a vast majority of degenerative diseases, including terminal cancer. And I lived with Gerson's family, and I'm personally trained by his family. And so I'm intimately connected with his therapy, and I go around the country lecturing on him and his therapy 50 years after his death. And our clinics are in Mexico, and they're in Mexico because they've been kicked out of the United States.
Wow.
The incredible amount of power that the pharmaceutical industry, riding on the back of the United States government, has, and it keeps this information from the public, and it does so via the major media. The major media, they're receiving $20 billion a year from the pharmaceutical industry. So if you're an editor of any major media outlet, whether it be TV, newspaper, radio, magazines, your sole fiscal responsibility as an editor is to promote the financial interests of your organization. It has absolutely nothing to do with giving you or I the truth.
Wow.
And so even though we live in the information age where we have all this access to information on the Internet, we're really still slaves to the modern media to get our information.
Wow.
Because unless you know what you're looking for on the Internet, you're not going to find the Gerson therapy.
Mm-hmm.
If you Google the cure for cancer, the Gerson therapy is not going to pop up.
You're right.
So we're still slaves, in essence, to the major media outlets. Unfortunately, they're being controlled by powerful interests, particularly the pharmaceutical industry.
Wow. It's really on the heels of saying that, you know, on a sidebar note, you know, there was in the news maybe a couple of months ago where some young scientists from Oklahoma actually thought they had the cure for cancer, and mysteriously their computers got taken out of their trunk of their car. And I've actually reached out to the lab out there in Oklahoma, and they will not give any interviews. It's really interesting that you say that they have dismayed this type of treatment, which, you know, I have looked at, and I have seen nothing but mere miracles.
The things we're doing at the clinic are outright shocking. People who have 6 months to live coming to our clinic, within 2 years on the Gerson therapy, they're completely cured of their cancers. Sometimes even 2 to 3 months to live. We're still able to completely reverse their terminal stage cancers. And it's not just cancer. Albert Schweitzer himself, 8 years before he won the Nobel Peace Prize, he had severely advanced diabetes, severely. And he was cured by Dr. Gerson in 6 weeks of his diabetes. And you can read about that in Schweitzer's biographies. Schweitzer's wife, Helena, when they had a daughter that was just 4 years old, she had terminal tuberculosis, Schweitzer's wife, and she had about 3 months to live. Dr. Gerson completely cured her of her terminal tuberculosis. And so you can see the threat that this would be to a $1 trillion per year industry in the pharmaceutical industry. It's a $1 trillion per year industry from cancer and all the other degenerative diseases. And when you consider the fact that we could virtually obliterate that industry, that's 18% of the American GDP.
Wow.
They say at least 20% of the American public is somehow employed by the medical industry.
Wow.
So if you eliminated that medical industry, you're looking at depression-level unemployment. So not only does the pharmaceutical industry have a stake because of their $1 trillion profits, but the government has a stake. The political instability that could potentially be created by that kind of a job loss. And that's not what would necessarily happen, because you could find other jobs for people doing something like the Gerson therapy. You know, it's not like you would obliterate 20% of American jobs, but there's so many hands in that $1 trillion pot that it is just, it is not in the interest of those industries to tell you and the world public that the cure for these diseases exists. And so anybody in this country who's successfully reversing advanced diseases on a regular basis, they're running them out of the country. There was a man named Dr. Brzezinski in Texas who had pretty good success with brain tumors. FDA raided his offices, shut him down. He's one of the most persecuted doctors right now in this country.
Wow.
So anybody who's curing cancer on a consistent basis, they're all outside the country, usually in Tijuana, Mexico, which is where our clinics are.
Wow. It's really sounding like, you know, and please forgive me, listeners, for those of you who are suffering from this terrible disease, it sounds like it's starting to be a big business. And it's really taking over the empathetic part of the human mind and the sympathy part of the human mind. Now, tell me a little bit about what is the reception or the consensus when you're across the country, all around the country and the world, that is, talking about the Gerson therapy.
Well, that's funny. You know, well, the people that come to my lectures, usually they know they're being lied to. They just don't know who's lying to them, how they're being lied to, you know, and so essentially the people coming to me, they already know. But if I were to go and walk up to 1,000 general people, okay, just 1,000 people out of nowhere, 990 of them will look at me with a stare that what I'm telling them cannot possibly be true. The American public has been outright brainwashed by the medical profession, being bombarded daily with pharmaceutical drug ads and all the studies done on these pharmaceuticals and this and that. And so day after day, all you have to do is turn on your TV and you're bombarded with pharmaceutical industry drug ads or planted stories about their therapies. And so the American public, they can hardly believe that they're being lied to. So 90% of the people that I approach, they just can hardly believe it. And they don't want to believe that the system, which they believe is actually designed to protect them and is looking out for their best interests, is actually the contrary. And so you take people's perfect view of the world and you turn it upside down when you expose them to the Gerson therapy. Now, you take the 10% that believe me, and the irony is, if you lined up 1,000 of them, it's my experience that maybe 100 of them would actually do something to change their lives and become healthier human beings. Because what we're doing, it's radical changes in diet. And food is one of our biggest crutches. When, you know, if we're down emotionally or we're under stress, most of us turn to food. And we turn to those foods that make us feel good. And often those are the foods that are the unhealthiest for us. And so when I approach people with the Gerson therapy, which is strict dietary regimen of massive amounts of juicing, massive amounts of fruits and vegetables, no salts, no fat, no refined sugars, you can understand why very few people would actually turn to it unless they're in a terminal state, which is why most of the people we see are those coming to us in terminal states.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, That's quite interesting. That's quite interesting. How would the Gerson therapy, how would that play, in fact, when it comes to, I guess I should say, more cultural diverse families,
mm-hmm.
as families that don't eat pork, families that don't eat beef? This is something that they definitely need to look at, isn't it?
I'm sorry, can you rephrase the question?
Well, I say for a Muslim family,
yeah,
that has strict dietary needs,
yeah,
restrictions, that is, would the Gerson therapy,
mm-hmm.
would it really benefit families or cultures like that, or let's say, would they be more susceptible to trying the therapy,
mm-hmm.
because it's really within the dietary restrictions of those type of families.
Yeah, well, again, people who want to go on the Gerson therapy because they have an advanced disease,
mm-hmm.
there's just certain things they cannot eat or they will not heal, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you want to heal from an advanced terminal disease, you cannot eat meat. You can't eat meat, okay? But for somebody or a family that just wants to maintain their health,
mm-hmm.
absolutely, they can go ahead and do principles of the Gerson therapy and still have basic portions of their standard diets that they're accustomed to. That it usually includes meat, you know, like whether it be beef or lamb or
mm-hmm.
pork.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not something that couldn't be integrated into a cultural setting, you know, whether you're a Muslim or a Christian or whatever the dietary standards are. But for healing, you cannot eat a majority of the things that people are accustomed to eating, and
wow.
primary is meat. We cannot heal our patients ever if we feed them meat.
What? Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
Walk us through a patient that's just arrived to the clinic. What happens?
What happens in the sense that
when they first arrive, are they evaluated or
mm-hmm.
or strenuous blood tests?
Yes. Usually when people come to us, they've already have had all their string of blood tests, urine samples, and their massive amounts of x-rays and MRIs. They all come to us with that before they come. And then when they get to our clinic, we do, you know, a standard evaluation, and we do a very extensive history because there's things we need to know about patients. For example, if you have root canals, we have to take out the root canals or we can't heal you.
Wow.
Yeah, there's very little idiosyncrasies to getting people well. And so we have to take extensive histories. People who have smoked marijuana chronically for, let's say, 15, 20 years,
mm-hmm.
usually we cannot cure them. Even if they smoke cigarettes, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
If they smoke marijuana, we can't cure them usually because they've killed so much of their central nervous system cells, which are your immune system cells, that they can't rally an immune response. So we take these extensive histories. Then they come into our clinic, and we just essentially throw them on the diet right away. And the diet includes 20 pounds of organic fruits and vegetables on a daily basis.
Wow.
They're getting 20 pounds a day, mostly in the form of juices. Our patients are getting about 17 pounds worth of organic fruit juices, freshly pressed, and drunk right away off the press, which is very important. You can't store them or you can't refrigerate them. You have to drink them right away. And then the other aspect of the therapy is there's very specific supplementation. And so our patients are getting very specific supplements geared towards boosting cellular metabolism, which is really the definition of the immune system. A definition of the immune system is proper metabolism. So they're getting the juicing with the proper supplementation, and then we have to detoxify the body. We can't cure people if we can't cleanse their livers and clean out their system. And the most potent way to do that, believe it or not, and this is going to sound absolutely crazy,
mm-hmm.
it's called a coffee enema.
I was reading that.
Yes. There's nothing more powerful to detoxify the liver than a coffee enema. And the reason why is because, I don't know if you've heard of free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
Free radicals run around, they're toxins. They run around our system destroying our body.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to get those free radicals out. And your liver produces an enzyme. That enzyme is called glutathione transferase.
Mm-hmm.
Glutathione transferase literally goes through the body mopping up free radicals and eliminating them through the kidneys and the liver, okay, and the intestines. Mm-hmm. Well, the chemical base that the body uses to produce glutathione transferase is palmitic acid. And properly roasted organic coffee is loaded with palmitic acid. And study after study on coffee enemas, and they've been studied extensively, study after study has shown that the production of glutathione transferase by the body goes up 700% greater than normal.
Wow.
700%. That's why you can take a patient that has 3 months to live, 6 months to live, and they're coming to us. They're so far gone that it doesn't matter how much morphine or codeine you give them, they're still in excruciating pain.
Wow.
3 days of doing five coffee enemas every day for 3 days, and they're off their morphine and codeine, and they're virtually pain-free.
Unbelievable.
And that plays out when you're dealing with addicts as well. Let's say you're a drug addict, or you're having trouble kicking the cigarette habit, or you're an alcoholic. Within 3 days, I kid you not, invariably, within 3 days, our patients no longer have a desire for their drug of choice, and they no longer have the withdrawal symptoms. Why?
Wow.
Where do the cravings come from? Ultimately, when people have cravings, they're craving nutrition. They've depleted their body so much by the addiction that they have that they actually believe they need that drug to give them that energy and that boost that they desire. When you're bombarding the body with 17, 20 pounds of organic fruits and vegetables every day, you take away those cravings. Now, the withdrawal symptoms. What are the withdrawal symptoms? What withdrawal symptoms are the body dumping massive amounts of toxins at any given time. And the body goes into these withdrawal symptoms, whether it's, you know, trembling and shaking or sweating or nightmares. But the coffee enemas purge those toxins out of the system. And after 3 days, or not no days, there are no withdrawal symptoms. But within 3 days, their bodies are detoxified to the point where withdrawal symptoms are totally eliminated.
With the coffee enema, now, is that something that that you guys on the Gerson therapy side come up with, or is it something that was studied here in the States also?
Actually, the coffee enema was discovered during World War I. When German medical units were surrounded by Allied forces, they couldn't get supplies in. So all the pain medications were cut off from the German medical units. Well, the nurses, they had all these patients on their beds screaming out in agonizing pain. And the nurses had nothing to give them. So they decided to give them enemas with the coffee that was being brewed to drink. And what they noticed was that when they gave these patients the enemas, their pain went away for a significant period of time. And then that's when they started to be studied on an extensive basis. And that's when they came up with the coffee enema as a legitimate means of detoxifying the body. You know, up until 1984, have you ever heard of the Merck Manual?
Yes.
The Merck Manual is a medical doctor's Bible. Up until 1984, the coffee enema was in the medical doctor's Bible, the Merck Manual, as a legitimate means of detoxifying the system.
Wow.
But they took it out. And they took it out because they needed to make more room for the drugs that keep coming on the market.
Wow.
But it's been in the Merck Manual up until 1984.
Wow.
It is the most potent way to detoxify the body. We cannot cure advanced terminal cancers without it.
Wow. You've given and excuse me, but you've given me so much. I've done a lot of interviews, and I've never been given this much positive information to process.
It is a lot of information to process.
Yeah.
You know, and when you start getting into the politics of it all, it's even more information because it's actually very scary. If you think of the billions and billions of people who have suffered and died unnecessarily over the last 100 years since Dr. Gerson discovered this therapy, how many have suffered and died unnecessarily just for the sake of pharmaceutical and medical profits and government profits? It is almost hard, too much to bear.
Wow.
So there is a lot of information behind this, and some of it not so pretty.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm going to change speeds. We're going to get back to the Gerson therapy, but I want to know a little bit about what are your thoughts on the fact that Gerson's daughter.
Yeah, Charlotte Gerson.
She decided not to go along with the studies any longer. Or is that something that's actually true?
What studies are you speaking of?
Well, with the I shouldn't say studies. I should say the perfecting or taking the Gerson
correct.
Therapy to the next
okay.
level.
There's been a split between Charlotte Gerson and the original doctors that she actually hired to do the Gerson therapy,
mm-hmm.
particularly Dr. Dan Rogers
mm-hmm.
and Dr. Victor Ortuño,
mm-hmm.
along with Gar Hildenbrand, who was executive director of the Gerson Institute.
Mm-hmm.
After Gerson died in 1959, for 18 years of therapy, it lay dormant.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody did the therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody by the name of Norman Fritz
mm-hmm.
Approached Charlotte Gerson and offered her all the money she needed to open up a clinic.
Mm-hmm.
So she did. So from that point, we started doing the Gerson therapy as Dr. Gerson was doing it
mm-hmm.
upon his death in 1959.
Mm-hmm.
If you're reading Dr. Gerson's book that he published right before he died,
mm-hmm.
he theorized the direction he wanted to take his therapy. He was constantly trying to perfect his therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And he theorized the direction that he wanted to take it, but he never got the chance because he died. Well, recognizing this, Dr. Dan Rogers, Dr. Victor Ortuño, and Gar Hildenbrand, they wanted to do that. They wanted to take it in that direction, but to this day, Charlotte Gerson has refused.
Wow.
She's refused to continue to build, and I don't know the motives, if she's afraid of losing control,
mm-hmm.
If she's afraid of losing the power
mm-hmm.
and the revenues
mm-hmm.
to other people like Dr. Rogers and Dr. Ortuño.
Mm-hmm.
So those two doctors had no choice but to break away
mm-hmm.
and start doing the things that Dr. Gerson wanted to do, and they're getting exponentially greater results.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say in the most terminal of states, we have a 35 to 40% chance of curing somebody on the straight Gerson therapy as Dr. Gerson left it. Well, today, using all the additions
mm-hmm.
and the adjunctive therapies and the things that Gerson wanted to do, well, we're getting upwards of 60 to 65% in the most terminal
state. Wow.
There's nobody on the planet today getting those results using the Gerson therapy with the adjunctive therapies being used with the therapy.
Wow.
Yeah, there's nobody on the planet today getting those results.
Wow. Wow. You know, it saddens me to know that there's people like yourself out here who literally is taking what God has given us to heal us.
That's right.
And you're being told to be quiet.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Dr. Gerson died mysteriously and suspiciously almost overnight. He died with 120 times the amount of normal arsenic allowed in the blood.
Wow.
And 3 weeks prior to his death, he'd written a letter to Albert Schweitzer while Schweitzer was in the Congo doing his Nobel work,
mm-hmm.
saying he was on his way to Europe and how wonderful it would be if Mr. Schweitzer could meet him in Europe so they could, you know, continue their friendship, and they had an incredible friendship. And 3 weeks later, he mysteriously and suddenly died of arsenic poisoning. And so this is real. You know, people say, oh, well, come on, this just sounds like conspiracy theory. Well, I'll tell you something. In 1987,
mm-hmm.
four chiropractors took the entire American Medical Association to court,
mm-hmm.
accusing the American Medical Association of having a branch within their organization specifically designed to eliminate chiropractic as a profession.
Mm.
Well, four chiropractors took him to court for that.
Mm-hmm.
A federal district court judge in Illinois, Judge Susan Getzendanner, in
mm-hmm.
1987, and the court case is Wilk versus the AMA. Wilk is W-I-L-K.
Mm-hmm.
In 1987, federal district court judge Susan Getzendanner found the AMA guilty of conspiracy.
Profound.
So anybody who says, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist and, you know, this stuff isn't true and it's all a figment of your imagination, all you've got to do is lead them to 1987 Wilk versus the AMA, and it's proof. That's not an opinion. It was a judgment. Guilty of conspiracy. Why? Why would the AMA try to eliminate chiropractic? For the same reason it's trying to destroy the Gerson therapy and anybody doing it. Because we obliterate billions of dollars of pharmaceutical profits, just what chiropractors can do naturally with their hands.
Wow.
And so we are under tremendous pressure from the powers that be. We could never open up a Gerson clinic in the United States. It's actually illegal in the United States to treat any disease with the Gerson therapy.
Wow.
It's illegal. For example, if you have a child, let's say your child has cancer,
mm-hmm.
and you go to your oncologist and you say, I don't want to do chemotherapy and radiation.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do an alternative therapy. I want to do the Gerson therapy. Do you know what will happen to you if you decide to do that?
They'll put me out probably.
The oncologist will call social services. Social services will come and take your child, and you go to jail.
Wow.
That's the law. I have watched three of my Amish friends in Wisconsin. All three wanted to do natural therapies on their children who had cancer. All three died because they were threatened to have their children taken away and thrown in jail if they did not do chemotherapy and radiation. It is the law.
How do we go about seeking you out? Do we have to almost smuggle our children into...
Well, for you to do the therapy as an adult in your home, it is not illegal. But unfortunately, until your child turns 18, your child is a product of the state. And so you are under state control with your child. Your child's not even yours. So what I tell people, that if they have a child who has cancer, you got to hide. You plain and simple, you bunker up somewhere, you don't tell anybody where you are, you seek out our services, and you hide. Otherwise, you will lose your child invariably, unless you can feel your oncologist out without directly telling him what you're going to do. You feel him out, and you see if he will agree at some point to try something different because, let's say, the therapy you're currently using isn't working.
You know, it's so funny. It's so funny that you say, you know, you want to try a natural, because many doctor offices now claim to have doctors with the title BO, I think it is, the initials. They claim that they are naturalists. They want to try a more natural approach to curing your ailments or whatever the case may be. But, you know, this information you just gave me is absolutely shocking.
It's what I do is absolutely shocking. Like I told you, it's one of the greatest stories and tragedies in human history. Like I said, Dr. Gerson is the most censored doctor in the history of medicine. His name is ferociously covered up by the United States government and Big Pharma.
Yeah. You know, just so many things point to, I want to say, quote-unquote, conspiracy.
Yeah.
You know, 10 years ago it was AIDS.
Yeah.
Now it's like we don't have a cure for AIDS, but we're not worried about it. Now let's just put cancer in
Well,
in front of
like
you.
I told you, the Gerson therapy is not just curing cancer. Believe it or not, AIDS is not a difficult disease to cure. Look at Magic Johnson.
Wow.
How has Magic Johnson maintained his health through his crisis with AIDS? Through information. Do you know Magic Johnson has radically altered his diet? He's drinking very specific juices and waters.
I read that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Look, AIDS is a virus. We know that viruses cannot live in highly oxygenated environments. And bacteria and fungus and cancer, they can't survive in highly oxygenated environments. They can't survive when the immune system is functioning properly. What is AIDS? What's the acronym for AIDS?
Yeah.
Acquired Immune Deficiency Syndrome,
right?
Okay.
Right.
Listen to it. An acquired immune deficiency syndrome. You know what you could call cancer? An acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
The immune system isn't functioning.
Mm-hmm.
You need to boost up the immune system, and you fight off whatever's in the body. When we do the Gerson therapy with certain therapies like ozone therapy, hyperbaric oxygen or rectal ozone, we blow AIDS out of the body. Within 6 months, our patients could be HIV negative.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's documented.
Wow.
And so it's no secret that guys, you know, guys like Magic Johnson, they had access to the right information, and they're able to fend off, you know, their disease if he's not completely cured of it already.
I truly believe that.
Yeah.
I
and
truly
so,
believe that.
Like I said, the Gerson therapy, while it's been synonymous with cancer, we are reversing virtually every single disease, even in its advanced states. It's not a mystery. You know, for those of your listeners who read the Bible,
mm-hmm.
this goes all the way back to the book of Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
You read Genesis 1:29, and it says, "You shall eat every seed-bearing herb and fruit, for you it shall be your food." And it was designed to maintain your health.
That's right.
And when you deviate from the laws of nature, like we have today in all aspects of our lives,
mm-hmm.
from our food to our stress levels to all the toxins we're throwing up in the air, is it any wonder we're being destroyed from the inside out? And all we're doing is taking it back to nature, purging the body of those toxins, bombarding the body with the raw nutrients that we were intended to eat from the beginning, and miracles after miracle is what you see.
Dr. Vick is unbelievable.
Yeah. It is
great. It's great. It's great. It's a good shock.
It's a good shock.
It's a good shock.
It's a good shock. There's hope. There's hope. And what people don't understand is that this has been around for 100 years. And you tell people this and they can hardly believe it. But I encourage people, don't take my word for it. Research it.
Mm-hmm.
Research it.
I tell all the listeners that.
Absolutely. And if you research it, you will be able to come to no other conclusion. You're being lied to. You're being lied to. And when you do research, you got to be careful what you're reading.
Mm-hmm.
You got to check your sources. For example, if you Wikipedia Dr. Max Gerson and the Gerson Therapy, an article is going to pop up that was written. You can look at the external links, and you can see it was written by the AMA, guilty of conspiracy, the American Cancer Society, and another crony group called, I think, the Council Against Health Fraud.
Wow.
So they wrote this article in Wikipedia on Dr. Gerson and the Gerson Therapy. And what does it tell you? Naturally, it tells you that there's absolutely no proof that the Gerson Therapy has ever been shown to cure one case of cancer.
Wow.
But what's interesting, if you go and read the suggested readings on that same page, the suggested readings are all written by people who have proven that Dr. Gerson was reversing virtually every single disease, including terminal cancer.
Unbelievable.
Right. And what this exposes, just that page alone, I can't tell you how many times we've asked the American Cancer Society, the National Cancer Institute, the AMA, the pharmaceutical industry, the United States government to all come to our clinics and watch them, watch us right in front of their faces curing people of their advanced diseases. Every single time they've refused. Why? Because what you don't know can't hurt you. So they've refused to come. And that's why on the suggested readings, they haven't even read those things themselves.
Wow.
And they're from people who have written books that show that Dr. Gerson was reversing advanced terminal disease.
Sounds like population control.
It is population control. So we criticize China. We criticize China for blatant population control when our government's doing it subtly.
Wow. Wow. Let me switch again.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about your documentary.
Yes.
You know, and I mean, just as humble as you are, you know, you haven't even spoken of the things that you
haven't
done. And that just lets me know how genuine you really are. You know, and for the listeners, you know, that are going to be listening to this interview, I want you guys and ladies to know that the atmosphere in which we are in right now is very pleasant.
Huh.
It's very pleasant. I am a big person on personality and the atmosphere around me when I'm speaking with people. Huh. It's very pleasant. And I know what you're saying to me is genuine.
Yeah.
And I know what you're saying to me is coming from the heart.
Absolutely.
Because what you feel, I'm starting to feel. and you know, it's a great feeling, but it's also a feeling of fear, you know, knowing that this is how I have to live my life. And if something happens to my child, the control's out of my hands.
That's exactly right.
So they say.
Exactly right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the compliment. When you've seen what I've seen, you can't help but have a passion deep inside of you to want to share it with the rest of the world. Sometimes it can bring me to tears when I'm talking about it in lectures because it's so powerful. But anyway, regarding the documentaries, the documentary was done, the first one, in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
The documentary is called The Gerson Miracle, and Gerson is G-E-R-S as in Sam, O-N as in Nancy, Gerson Miracle. It actually won Best Film at the 2004 Beverly Hills Film Festival against 2,000 different films.
Wow.
They weren't going to allow it into the festival because they'd been inundated with 2,000 films at that point. It was presented the day of the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
When one of the committee members heard what it was about, he decided to view it. He was so shocked by what he saw, he was able to convince the rest of the committee to view it, and when they viewed it, they said, we've got to let this in this year, and it won Best Film.
Unbelievable.
So that was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
The second one, and it's the second one is the best of the three.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Dying to Have Known.
Mm-hmm.
Dying to Have Known is the sequel to The Gerson Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
They just finished a third one in late 2008,
mm-hmm.
and it was released January of 2009. It's called The Beautiful Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all three of these you can get on Netflix.
Okay.
All three of them are on Netflix. But the last one is The Beautiful Truth. Mm-hmm. And about an hour into The Beautiful Truth, you'll see them traveling to the heart of Chiapas, Mexico, which borders Guatemala.
Mm-hmm.
It's near Cancun, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in the heart of the region of Chiapas. To a town called San Cristobal de las Casas,
mm-hmm.
which is where I had my chiropractic clinic.
Mm-hmm.
And there I met a girl with who was 14 years old, had a terminal ovarian teratoma. And I went on to treat her,
mm-hmm.
and she's now cured, completely cured, of her ovarian teratoma.
Wow.
And I just got word within the last few months that she just gave birth to her first child.
Wow.
And she had literally 6 months to live with terminal ovarian cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
See, I told you, you're so humble.
Yeah.
You know, and that's something you did. That's something
yeah.
you did with what you know is working.
Yeah.
And, you know, it makes me upset to see how we're being treated right now as Americans.
Well, like I said, if you really think about the impact of what I'm saying, and what that's meant for humanity for the last 100 years since Dr. Gerson came up with his miraculous therapy, it could bring you to your knees when you think of the suffering that was completely unnecessary. Not just the physical suffering, but the emotional suffering of families that have lost loved ones and that continue to lose loved ones or watch loved ones suffer. It is genocide. I mean, it is genocide on a very subtle level.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where now, I know tonight you are in Gastonia, North Carolina, and you're going to be addressing the citizens here about the Gerson therapy. Where do you go from here? What's your next stop?
Yeah, my next stop is Port St. Lucie, Florida. I have to give a lecture March 15th in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Actually, I'm not sure where the venue is. I believe it's either at a health food store called Nutrition Smart,
mm-hmm.
Or we're going to be having it at a larger venue in an auditorium somewhere, but I'm not exactly sure. People can reach me on my website, which we can
yes.
give at the end of the program here, perhaps.
Right. Yeah, let's do that now. Let's go ahead and give
okay,
them.
My website is GersonTreatment.com, GersonTreatment.com, and you can reach me via email off of my website through the contact information. And you can also reach me by phone, and my phone number by phone is 715-299-5070. And people are free to call me, and I should know soon exactly where the venue will be, since it is next week, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's being promoted in Port St. Lucie, and I don't get calls from people from Port St. Lucie because it's being promoted there. So, but if you are in that area, please feel free to call me or call Nutrition Smart, health food store in Port St. Lucie, and they'll give you the details of where that is. But so I go to Port St. Lucie March 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Then I head back up to my home state of Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
where I do extensive work with the Amish up in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to give lectures May 25th in Wisconsin Rapids. And sometime in June I give another large lecture.
Do they ever hinder you up in Wisconsin when you're speaking on this?
Well, the nice thing about it is it's not illegal to speak.
Right.
It's illegal to treat. It's not illegal to speak.
Wow.
So I can talk till I'm blue in the face and not deal with any repercussions.
Wow.
It's once I start treating people with advanced disease, claiming to cure them and doing so, where I can run into some serious trouble. So I make sure that I do the speaking and I let my colleagues do the treating in Mexico.
Great.
Yep.
Great. Well, Dr. Vickers, I really want to thank you for coming on and giving me this exclusive interview. And you know, I just want to say keep doing what you're doing.
Yes, I fully intend to do that. I've recently opened up a nonprofit which is dedicated to educating the public on the Gerson therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody is ever interested in making donations to that nonprofit, please feel free to contact me by phone or through my website. And we can always use the money to do that. We desperately need money like any nonprofit in this day and age, especially with the economy the way it is. And, you know, I'm not like the American Cancer Society where 90% of my donations go towards salaries. I don't take a salary out of my nonprofit. I make my own money. All my money that comes into my nonprofit goes specifically towards promoting the Gerson therapy.
I know that all too well. Sir, thank you for coming on and enlightening us. I will be in attendance tonight. I'm looking forward to it. This is just the tip of the iceberg, man. I tell you, people really don't know what they have in store for them tonight.
Yes, and you're always welcome to invite me back, and we can talk for much longer about a lot more things, and I'd be more than happy to dwell on more things, and you'll hear more about that at the lecture.
We will definitely connect off the air.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was an exclusive interview with Dr. Patrick Vickers. And I'm going to tell you, if you didn't get anything out of this interview, you really have no sense of what's going on in life right now. Very compelling. Very informational. Very revealing. Very hopeful. Come on, you guys, you got to know that there is a cure for these diseases. You can't believe, just spiritual people, I'm talking to the spiritual people, you cannot possibly believe that God would let a disease inflict so much pain and sorrow on his people and not give them the ability to defeat that disease. You're not going to tell me that. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. When we come back, I am going to, I attempt to play the first part of the lecture that happened that night. And you're going to hear even more revealing things. Things the things that are going to blow your mind. 347-945-7405. You're live in the day with Jay.
The truth is I have nothing in my soul.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
To the show. Number to call is 347-945-7405. That number again is 347-945-7405. I don't even really know how I'm giving that number because I have shut off all the calls that people want to make comments and everything. So you guys don't get mad at me. I see you on there. I see you wanting to make comments, but I'm going to open the phone lines up again tomorrow. I'm just strictly opening the phone lines for the listeners who want to listen to the show today because I think this information is so informative. I'm not going to talk much. I want to go straight into part one of the lecture that Dr. Vickers actually had that night after I spoke with him on that interview. So here is the first part of Dr. Victor's lecture in Gastonia, North Carolina.
And I've opened up a nonprofit which is dedicated to educating the public on the Gerson therapy. I graduated from New York Chiropractic College in 1997 after getting my undergraduate degree from the University of Wisconsin at Madison in 1992. And ever since the age of 11, I wanted to be a chiropractor. A friend of our families was a chiropractor, and they were staying at our home for the weekend in Wisconsin. And his five-year-old boy was sleeping in my room with me when at 3 in the morning, he woke up with a cough that wouldn't stop. He just coughed for like 15 minutes straight. His father heard him, came upstairs, lied him on the end of my bed, adjusted the vertebrae in his neck, and he stopped coughing immediately. And it was at that point that I decided I was going to be a chiropractor. Age 11. Had such an impact on me. And it was at that moment that I saw the incredible power of the human body to be able to heal itself when you give it what it needs. But never in my wildest imagination did I think I would see the things that I saw while I was living at the Gerson Clinic in 1997. I spent 5 months at the Gerson Clinic when they had one in Sedona, Arizona. And then I actually lived for 2 months with Charlotte Gerson, Dr. Gerson's last living daughter, where in her garage she has boxes of her father's handwritten files of all his active patients up until his death in 1959. Now, nobody in here has ever heard of Dr. Max Gerson, but Dr. Max Gerson to this day remains one of the most censored doctors, if not the most censored doctor, in the history of modern medicine, or medicine in general. And the reason why he was censored was because between 1910 and 1959, he was reversing virtually every single disease, including terminal cancer. In 1996, while I was a student at New York Chiropractic College, Dr. Gerson's daughter, Charlotte Gerson, came and spoke at my school. At that time, I was about an A or an AB student. I had about a year left. And after she spoke that weekend, I barely got C's the last year of school, because every free moment that I had, all I did was study the Gerson therapy. It is outright shocking. And tonight, you're going to hear in detail what we're doing on the Gerson therapy to reverse advanced terminal disease. But you're also going to hear who's lying to you about it, why they're lying to you about it, how they're lying to you about it. Why? Because invariably, when you go home, if you ever want to share the Gerson therapy with them, they're going to ask you, well, come on, if it's so good, why haven't I heard of it? Certainly, if something is so good, they'd be shouting it from the rooftops in every corner of the world, claiming the benefits of this therapy. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. Cancer and other degenerative diseases are $1 trillion per year industry in this country alone. It is 18% of the American GDP. And many different groups have their hands in that pot. And they are working ferociously to keep this information out of the general public. And we think today we live in the information age. So that it's impossible that something like this could be kept from us. But the reality is this. We are still slaves to the modern media for our information. Yeah, we have the internet where we can access anything at any moment. But the problem with that is this. When you Google the cure for cancer, you think the Gerson therapy is going to show up? Of course not. When you go up to look up information on the internet, you need to know what you're looking for. And unless you know about the Gerson therapy, you're not going to be able to access that information. We are slaves to the modern media today for our information. Most of what we get comes from our televisions, our newspapers, our magazines, our radios. And when you realize that the pharmaceutical industry and the American Medical Association spend well over $20 billion per year to advertise their pharmaceutical drugs, you can understand that when you're an editor of any major media organization, your sole fiscal responsibility is to promote the financial interests of your organization. It has absolutely nothing to do with giving you or I the truth. So as I talk tonight, I want you to think of the impact all this would have had on humanity had Dr. Gerson's voice and his therapy been used widespread between 1910 and 100 years later now, as we still are reversing virtually every single disease, including terminal cancer in its most terminal state. The countless billions of people in those 100 years who have suffered and died unnecessarily, not to mention the emotional suffering of families who have lost loved ones. If you really think about the depths of that, it often could bring me to my knees. When I think about it, I feel it right in my stomach. So again, why haven't you heard of it? Volumes have been published on it. Dr. Gerson, up until his suspicious death in 1959, was probably one of the most published doctors in the world at that time. I have an exhaustive list of all his published works on my website. You can go to my website and see all the things he wrote between 1910 and 1959. And when he was found out in this country, he was actually prohibited from publishing in this country over the last 10 years of his life. He was censored by his own colleagues for obvious reasons that we're going to go into. Volumes have been written about it as well. Here, Dr. Max Gerson, Healing the Hopeless, written by Howard Strauss. Here's a book written by Charlotte, his daughter. She's written actually 2 or 3 books on the therapy. This is the latest updated version right here. You got a book written here in 1956, written by a New York Times journalist, cleared by his editor to write an article exposing Gerson as a fraud. After researching his story, he had no choice but to reverse course and write a book, The American Experience of Max Gerson, Censored for Curing Cancer. Censored for Curing Cancer. Written by S.J. Haupt. That's actually a pen name, that's not his real name. He wrote it under the pen name for fear of losing his job at best, fear of losing his life at worst. Here's the book. Written by Beata Bishop, a former BBC reporter, friend of Prince Charles. I've had an opportunity to have dinner with her twice. She had terminal malignant melanoma, the most aggressive cancer you can have. She had 3 months to live, and we cured her. And she wrote a book to tell about it. She's still alive today.
Wow.
Here's Dr. Gerson's book that he published in 1959, right before his death. He had this book ready to go to print on transcript. It would have printed out probably twice this size. And before it was ready to go to print, he caught his secretary stealing his files and passing them to a rogue physician. And he had to rewrite this book essentially from memory. There's movies out on our work. All three of these documentaries you can get on Netflix. The first one is The Gerson Miracle, done in 2004. It won Best Film at the 2004 Beverly Hills Film Festival against 2,000 different films. Against 2,000 different films. They weren't going to allow it in. They'd been inundated with 2,000 films. It was presented too close to the deadline. They were going to hold it till the next year. One of the committee members heard what it was about. He decided to view it. He was so shocked by what he saw. He was able to convince the committee to view it. They were so shocked, they said, we've got to let this in. And it won Best Film, 2004 Beverly Hills Film Festival. This is the third documentary. It's called The Beautiful Truth. This one actually chronicles one of my patients that I cured of terminal ovarian cancer, a 14-year-old girl, indigenous Mayan Indian girl, from Chiapas, Mexico, a town called San Cristobal de las Casas, Mexico. I had a chiropractic clinic there, and while I was doing my chiropractic work there, I was introduced to Lupita, 14 years old. We cured her of her terminal cancer. I just got word within the last 3 months she just gave birth to her first child. This is the best of the three documentaries. Dying to Have Known. Top scientists in the world. From Japan, from Europe, from the United States. Renowned names. All backing our work. So, it's mind-boggling sometimes, with all this information out there, how people have not heard of Dr. Max Gerson. Dr. Albert Schweitzer heard of Dr. Max Gerson, one of the greatest humanitarians ever walked the planet. I see in Dr. Max Gerson one of those eminent geniuses in the history of medicine. And when he said that, I guarantee you he was comparing him to Hippocrates, who to this day is considered the greatest physician that's ever lived, and Paracelsus. And Dr. Gerson derives most of his ideas from both of their works, and so by default, Dr. Gerson probably is the greatest genius that's ever walked the planet. Albert Schweitzer, 8 years before he won the Nobel Prize, Nobel Peace Prize, he had severely advanced diabetes, severely advanced. Dr. Gerson completely cured him in 6 weeks. 6 weeks. Albert Schweitzer's wife, Helena, you can read this in Schweitzer's biographies. Schweitzer's wife, Helena, when they had a daughter together, 4 years old, Schweitzer's wife, Helena, had terminal tuberculosis. She had 3 months to live. She had holes the size of silver dollars in her lungs. Dr. Gerson completely cured her of her tuberculosis. So Albert Schweitzer knew who he was. Prince Charles of Wales. Prince Charles of Wales says, I know of one patient who turned to the Gerson therapy having been told she was suffering from terminal cancer and would not survive another course of chemotherapy. Happily, 7 years later, she's alive and well. So it is therefore vital that rather than dismissing such experiences, we should further investigate the beneficial nature of these treatments. When he spoke these words before the Royal Society of Gynecologists and Obstetricians on an international stage, they absolutely tried to destroy him in the press the next day, saying, who is he, the prince, to tell us how to deal with our affairs? And this quote came out in one newspaper internationally for one day only, the Danish newspaper. It was left out of every single other newspaper around the world with the exception of the Danish newspaper, and it was never spoken about again. So, and it wasn't his friend here. It was another friend. He actually has two people that he knows that have been cured. So, again, many people have heard about it. Some people are lucky enough to get the information, but most people are not. Why? Your primary problem, the general media. They will not let it out. I'm going to give you a quote from John Swinton, former chief of staff and senior editor of the New York Times, now retiring. At his retirement dinner at the before the Manhattan Press Club, top journalists in the world, he's now retired. He can say whatever he wants. The top journalists in the world all toast to have him stand up and talk about a free press. And here's what he says. There is no such thing at this date of the world's history in America as an independent press. You know it, and I know it. There is not one of you who dares to write your honest opinions, and if you did, you know beforehand that it would never appear in print. I am paid weekly for keeping my honest opinions on the paper I'm connected with. Others of you are paid similar salaries for similar things, and any of you who would be so foolish as to write your honest opinions would be out on the streets looking for another job. If I allowed my honest opinions to appear in one issue of my paper, before 24 hours, my occupation would be gone. The business of the journalist is to destroy the truth, to lie outright, to pervert, to vilify, to fawn at the feet of mammon, and to sell his country and his race for his daily bread. You know it, and I know it. And what folly is this, toasting an independent press? We are the tools and vassals of rich men behind the scenes. We are the jumping jacks. They pull the strings, and we dance. Our talents, our possibilities, and our lives are all the property of other men. We are intellectual prostitutes. One of the most renowned editors in New York Times history. Guarantee you an editor would not be saying that today if he still had his job. But now he's retired. He said whatever he wants. Is he right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to give you an example. 1946, the Pepper-Neely Anti-Cancer Bill comes to the floor of the United States Senate. It's designed to appropriate $100 million of funding to anyone who can show promise in the realm of cancer research. Somebody had heard of Dr. Gerson, invited him to testify before the Senate subcommittee hearings. July 1st through the 3rd, 1946, Dr. Gerson brings five of his most terminal cancer patients he's ever had, the most terminal cases. All five walked through Senate chambers doors those days and testified before the United States Senate. So shocked were everybody in the room that even Senator Claude Pepper himself, who sponsored the bill, said Dr. Gerson dedicated his life to the mastery of this scourge of cancer, and all should honor his great work. So what happened? Why wasn't that shouted from the rooftops? Why wasn't that announced through all major broadcast mechanisms? Dr. Gerson, after his testimony, was whisked away to the international press room. He was supposed to give an interview to the international press. So he sat there for an hour and an hour and a half, and they never showed up. You know why? Because they were whisked away to an impromptu party on behalf of the international press, compliments probably of the pharmaceutical industry and the American Medical Association. He was never interviewed. Luckily, you see that name there, Raymond Graham Swing? Now, there were no TVs back then. If you wanted to hear the news every night at 7 o'clock, you gathered around the radio and you listened to CBS News, which was Edwin Murrow. You listened to NBC News, I don't know who the anchor was, or you listened to ABC News Radio. And who was the anchor? Raymond Graham Swing. He'd been working for ABC Radio for 30 years at that point. And every night at 7 o'clock, he told America the top stories of the day for an entire hour. He goes on his radio broadcast that night after hearing Dr. Gerson testify and his five patients. And he says, "Forgive me if I don't have my morals correct, because there are some serious stories that had happened that day. The Truman Anti-Racketeering Bill had been signed that day. Something revolving around the Treaty of Trieste has been signed, ending a portion of World War II. I don't know my history, but somebody might be able to elaborate on that. And something else had happened." And he said, "Forgive me if I don't have my morals correct, but what I heard in Senate Chambers Hall today will absolutely shock you." And on that night, He spent the entire hour talking about Dr. Max Gerson to the entire country. For 6 hours after his broadcast, the switchboards at ABC News Radio in Manhattan lit up for 6 hours straight from people all over the country begging to find out where they can get this treatment for cancer. Guess what? 2 weeks later, Raymond Graham Swing, after 30 years at ABC Radio, was fired from his job. That'd be like you waking up in the morning and Katie Couric is no longer on CBS News. She just took a temporary, permanent leave of absence. No more questions. Raymond Graham Swing was fired. Why? Because at that time, the pharmaceutical industry and the medical industry were paying ABC News Radio $100 million to advertise their pharmaceutical drugs and their other interests, one of them being smoking, which Dr. Gerson adamantly spoke out against at a time where nobody knew the side effects of smoking. So yes, the media, just like John Swinton said, you'll be out of a job within 24 hours. The American Cancer Society. Certainly the American Cancer Society has your best interests at heart, and they want you to find the cure for cancer, right? The American Cancer Society was created by John D. Rockefeller. And in the original charters, which he wrote that if a cure for cancer is ever found, this organization must be immediately disbanded. So, do you think the American Cancer Society really wants a cure for cancer? You know the billions of dollars they receive annually, or probably $1 billion annually? They get people like you and me. They rally us to a greater cause because we want to feel like something bigger than us. So they rally us to find the cure for cancer. And they always, every year, two times a year, they do their advertising campaigns to raise money. And they always tell you, we're this close to finding the cure for cancer. And so they get everybody walking for cancer, everybody running for cancer. Donate your money, we're close. And where are we 40 years after Nixon declared the war on cancer? More and more people dying of cancer on a daily basis than ever before. The American Cancer Society has absolutely no interest in finding the cure for cancer. Why? Because their organization would be immediately disbanded. If you have some cush job, or even if you're a secretary at the American Cancer Society, if anybody approaches you saying, excuse me, but for the last 100 years we've been curing cancer, are you really even going to look into it? You know how many times we've offered the American Cancer Society, the FDA, the pharmaceutical industry, the National Cancer Institute, the National Institutes of Health, the AMA, we've invited them all to come to our clinic in Mexico, view our records for the last 100 years, and watch us, right in front of your eyes, cure people of their advanced and terminal disease. Not once have they ever come.
Unbelievable. That was the first part of the lecture that Dr. Vickers gave the other night in Gastonia, North Carolina. Unbelievable. Do the research. Look the name Max Gerson. Familiarize yourself with that, because this is not going to be the last that you hear. I think you're getting ready to hear a lot of things that's going to really, really shock you. You got to prepare yourself mentally for what you're getting ready to be exposed to. Don't let the shock take away the ambience of the greatness of what you're being exposed to. We're going to talk about Kangen water tomorrow also. That plays a vital role in what's going on. You guys just don't know how many resources we have around us. I'd like to take time now to thank everyone to listen to the show. Continue to listen to the show, because I do this show for you and only you to get the word out. And tomorrow we will be joined by D-Lo and Emmett 1000 World renowned artist, Emmett 1000. We're going to be joined by them tomorrow, and we're going to play the second part of Dr. Vickers' lecture in Gastonia, North Carolina, that happened the other night on the cure for cancer and the Gerson therapy and why it has not gone public. So as I tell you each and every day, assalamu alaikum, meaning peace be unto you. You have been live in the day. See you tomorrow. Peace.
The Smoke Depot, located at 117 North Myrtle School Road in Gastonia, North Carolina, is here to service all of your tobacco needs. From vapes to cigars, you can't go wrong with the Smoke Depot. For more information, call 980-320-1018. Again, that's 980-320-1018. The Smoke Depot, Gastonia's elite tobacco supplier.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.